Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masech HaShviyas, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Dalid and Hey. So that we just learned previously that you're not allowed to do business with certain things, with Machalos Asuros, with Nivelos and Trefos and the like. So, or a Bechar Behema Temeah, a Bechar Behema Torah rather, that developed a Mum. You're not allowed to do Giza, Va'avoda with it, and you're not allowed to do Schora with it either. So what if Lokach Bechar L'mishta Beno, you bought a Bechar to Shecht for your son's wedding, all the regular, for Yontif, you wanted to have meat for Yontif, but Velot Tzarechlo, then it turned out that you had more than enough meat, so you didn't need it. So now you have all this extra meat, so now are you allowed to do business with it by selling it? So Mutal Machra, you're allowed to sell it, because you didn't buy it with the intention of doing business with it, so you can sell it. Bar Tanura says, but you're not allowed to sell it at a profit, you're only allowed to sell it at the same price that you bought it at. So, so even though generally speaking buying and selling is going to be asur, that's going to be a nisr schora, over here it's nizdam nulo, it's just something that you happen to have, it's not something that you planned on having in order to sell, so that we're going to allow you to resell as long as you don't make a profit. Similarly, if you're a trapper of animals and then non-kosher animals came into your trap, so you were trying to trap kosher animals in order to do business with them, you wanted to sell deer meat, and then you ended up with some non-kosher animal in your trap. So mutar l'machran, that's called nizdam nulo. You weren't setting out to do business with these items. You're allowed to sell them. That's okay to sell them. That's not a violation of schora. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not only if you are tzadei chaya ofos v'dagim, not only if you're a professional trapper, Rabbi Yehuda says af misha nisman lo l'fi darko, even someone who's not a professional trapper and you just happen to catch something that's not kosher, you're allowed to buy it and sell it as long as it doesn't become your primary profession. But the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, this is a special heter only for a professional trapper that happens to end up with some non-kosher animal in his trap. But if the person is not a professional trapper, then he does not have this heter. Why would there be a difference whether you're a professional or not? So the Bar Tanur points out, v'tamayhu d'rabanan, the reason for the Shita of the Rabbanan is Lufisha Tzayadim Shetrichon Litin Mas Lemelech Mimusam Hitiru Lem Limkor Chayes Ovos V'dagim Temeim Kadesh Yuchel Lufra Lemelech Hamashe Aleihem, that there was a special tax imposed on the professionals in anything that ended up in their trap. So if they had to throw out whatever non-kosher animals came into the trap, they would take a major loss on it because they would still be taxed on it. So we were matir for them to be able to sell it. Avol Shar Kol Adam Lo, but other people weren't taxed on these things, it wouldn't be such a major loss for them, and therefore there's no need for a major heter. But nevertheless, v'alachak Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that we're makel for everybody in the case of nizdam nulo, right? So if a person has machalos asuros, you're not allowed to own a trefa restaurant and do business with machalos asuros. But if you own a shachtais and inevitably, invariably, there are going to be some animals that are going to be trefos, so then you're allowed to sell those trefa animals to the non-kosher market, right? There are chickens in every poultry place that has a proper shechita that are found to be trefos. So those you don't have to just throw them out. They're allowed to be sold to the non-kosher market. So the Mishnah goes back to discussing Shemitah, what needs biur and what doesn't. So remember, the basic rule was as follows. Since the mitzvah of biur is only when it's kala l'chayim min asadu, when that produce is not available to the wild animals anymore in the field, if it's the type of produce that the longer you leave it in the field, it's going to get ruined, so then it's subject to beer, because there is a point where it's kala l'chayim min asada. But if it's the type of produce that isn't going to rot no matter how long you leave it in the ground, it's never kala l'chayim min asada, and therefore it's not going to have a mitzvah beer. So the Mishnah just gives some examples of such things. Lule v'zradim b'acharuvin, shoots of certain types of trees, yeshlem shviyas l'dmein shviyas, yeshlem beer l'dmein beer. They have kedusha shviyas, and they have the mitzvah of beer. Lulve ha'el the habitna of ha'atodin, shoots of other types of trees, yeshlam shvius l'dmein shvius, but ain lehem bir v'lo l'dmein bir, but they may have kedusha shvius, but they don't have a din of bir, because again, they could last forever out in the field, and therefore it's not going to ever have a time of bir. Aval la'alin yesh bir, but the leaves of all of the trees that we just mentioned do have a din of bir, because they don't last forever, because they're going to ultimately wither and fall off off of the branches that they grew on, and they're not going to be rotway for animals to eat anymore. So it's going to have a point where it's kala l'chayim min asada, and anything that's kala l'chayim min asada has a din of biur. So to quickly summarize what we did today, so in Mishnah Dalid we learned that that even though you're not allowed to do business with certain non-kosher items or a bechor behema tahora, if it's nizdam nulo, it's mutter. We just had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether that heter of nizdam nulo applies only to tzayadim, only to professional trappers, or it applies to everybody. And then in Mishnah Hey, we just had a few more applications of the basic rule that only that which is kala l'chayim min asada, that which will ultimately rot and not be available to animals in the fields, have a din of beer, but that which is not kala l'chayim min asada, that which will never rot and therefore is always available out in the fields, is not going to have a din of beer. So Be'ur Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Vav.